Hi, my name is Pavel. I'm a part of Wikilove's Monuments International teams, and this is the tool that I developed as part of this effort. It's called Monumental, and basically it is a tool that enables you to discover the monuments on the map. So it basically it's more like visualizing tool based on Wikidata data. So when you go to the website and enable geolocation, you basically see the monuments nearby, including the church that was ringing half an hour ago. And this Anhalter Bahnhof that was mentioned in the first talk. So I will basically quickly switch to see all the monuments in Berlin. So what it does, it basically queries the Wikidata to give me all the things that are on Wikidata, have coordinates, have heritage status, and the location is Berlin or the like subdivisions of Berlin. So give me everything which is in Berlin. And we have 1400 results. So we can filter it out quite quickly using the built-in filters. So we will filter only to have things that are monuments, are places of worship, and have images. And also we can select to if they are described on any Wikipedia. So we have 200 results, and we can use also the quick filter, which is here, that will just narrow down this this list here. So for example, I want to search only for Berlin Mask, for example. So I just type it and click it on the left bar to align the map. And when I click on this one, I see another screen of the application, which is the details of the monuments. So here you can see the English name of the monument, the native name. In this instance, it's in German, but for example, if you go to Montreal, you will see the name in English and French. You will see breadcrumbs of location. So this mosque is in Wilhelmsdorf, which is in some kind of district, which is in Berlin, which is in Germany. And when you click on this one, you will see only the monuments that are assigned to this specific suburb or something. So back to the mosque. We will see there's also integration with other, sister projects. So we can see that the category that is assigned to this monument got 14 images on Commons. We have 15 languages described, or more like 15 sister projects that have page about this mosque. It's an architectural heritage monument, which is kind of classification in Germany. And we have official website of this place. So here we have also the list of images, including some basic description with license and author. Quick information taken from the Wikipedia, but we can also have a couple other Wikipedias, and a list of properties. And the purpose of this is basically we can have a list of informations that are relevant for the monuments. So not only we can see the information that are already provided, we can also see that some data are actually missing, most of the informations are missing. So from the when you go to the Wikidata interface, sometimes you may see that, okay, there's 50 properties already, but in fact, if we want to consider only this things that are related to monuments, there's empty page. And the next screen is yet another map, but it works differently. It basically queries everything which is inside the boundary box of this map. So after you drag a map, you will see yet another monuments. Yeah, I from this one, it's basically that's it. You can change the languages, so you will see your basic language and here the list of fallback languages. And the second map, which is basically nearly the same page, but if you were participating in Wikiloft's monuments this year, maybe you see this. So this is like a first version of actual using Wikidata on the international level. So we want to have this like a central hub of the map of the monuments. And it works basically the same way because this is like a fork of that project. It's basically a little bit narrowed in the scope. So there is like not a lot of information, but it allows you to actually upload photos. So once you logged in via OAuth, you can basically upload images using this interface. Even the Wikiloft Monuments contest was ended. And it will automatically fill the description, the categories, everything that it's possible to get. That's it. Thank you.
We have 3 minutes for questions.
Yes.
The missing property values like architect and style, can you fill them in on the page directly or do you have to go to Wikidata?
Yes, once you log in, you can put it using this interface and actually like you can add like 20 things and save at once. So you don't need to edit, like on Wikidata. So it's kind of easier to do.
I didn't really... Is it okay? Yeah. I didn't really have a question, but because nobody else was showing hands. I want to thank you because this tool makes my work so much easier. I'm trying to bring Wikidata more to the German-speaking community in the context of Build Heritage, and this tool, I love it now already, and I will probably love it even more.
Yeah, just a simple example for Glance, for example, what we can do with Wikidata data. It's like... The possibilities are endless, basically.
One more question.
Zana was first.
Okay. I have a question that I might already be answered. I have these elements or monuments that are collections of items.
Yes.
Can they be shown?
Yes, but it's also like the model is quite complicated because of sometimes have complex of monuments and sometimes the complex is not monuments itself, but the components are, and sometimes it's the opposite. If you have some specific case, we can just discuss about that later, but yeah, it's complicated as always. Yeah.
Can you customize the uploading process for each country? For example, if some country needs the Wikiloft Monuments ID to be in the description.
Yes. If the ID is added on Wikidata entry, it will simply takes this and this ID. So basically, this is like it's crafted for like 4 countries, but it can be more. It's totally doable, but it was just a brief introduction to the system.
You have to give it. Thank you very much. The next speaker, if all the other speakers can also stand here around to make it smooth.
Large and single page. Okay. And change page. So, hello, my name is Andreas, and I'm talking about the topic I
discovered by Wikipedia editing and which got me stuck for maybe more than 10 years already now. It's the administrative subdivisions of Thailand. Sounds quite boring topic, but have a lot of things. Short introduction. Thailand is divided in provinces, which are further subdivided in districts, sub-districts, and villages. One special thing, which quite confusing at first, is that they have a second local administration, which is in parallel to the division in first. And two instances have a special status as well, the capital and the well-known city of Pattaya. And in short, how it's organized. The Ministry of Interior has two departments, one for the central administrative and some for the local administrations. And then they have the different types of administrative entities in there. So the parallel structure is one of the complicated issues. Another one is the local administrations usually have a one-to-one division connection with a sub-district, but not always. And so there can be municipality, or local administrations can be in two sub-districts, can have parts of sub-districts, and that makes this quite complicated. So in a map, 76 provinces and Bangkok, which is kind of a province, but not really. Pattaya, second special one, which is not like a province. And another problem, the names of the local administrations are usually not unique. They're often same named municipalities of different types directly next to each other. So, in a small map, I picked just one random district, which is named Wat Pleng. That one have one sub-district named same. Then it have a municipality named same, the orange one. Then it have a second local administration, the Wat Pleng sub-district administrative organization, which is all of the sub-districts except the areas of the municipalities. And finally, a village, which covers around the municipality. So what is the status on Wikidata so far? The provinces, districts, and the larger municipalities are all completely on Wikidata already. For the sub-districts, it's almost done. I'm adding them whenever needed somewhere. For the local administrations, it's very few because it's so much special topic. No one writes articles about them, even on the Thai Wikipedia. So I do them when necessary. So what is the Wikidata specific problems I have when trying to get this data into Wikidata? One problem I have is quite a lot of items, and how can I take care of them that they don't get vandalized or someone edits something which not belongs there? The watch list is not working, too many items, so I'm using the related changes feature. That one works, but not so well. Some problem I had in past, luckily is gone, is that pages were merged, even though they cover different aspects. That was mostly done by the game, because they seemed like same, but actually are not. Another one is there's some user who keeps adding a second locator map, even there's one already there. That also comes through the game. I don't know how can that one be fixed. Real vandalism, I have almost none. What I sometimes have is that items get deleted because the Wikipedia article gets deleted, even though it's a topic which should be kept. It's just the article which gets deleted because of copyright problems or something. Some admins shoot too fast. In keeping the data correct, I'm linking to the external identifiers, and these also have similar problems. Most stop at province level. Many confuse about what is province, what is a province capital. If they include the lower ones, they have problems. Some add items which are not there, some count them in different type. And especially one problem is the villages I mentioned earlier that are purely administrative villages. They can match with a real village in the geographical sense, but they don't have to. The bigger ones get divided in more than one. Smaller ones can cluster together. So I'm coming to my wish list, what I would like to have to make covering this topic better, easier. One is, of course, the problem with watch list or related changes. It works if I check in daily and no one have a big one of bot edits. But once that happens, I really have to look a lot and filter what is really the one I have to check. I'm using a C# library, which I discovered maybe 2 years ago. It was not well kept at that time and no activity since then. It works, but I really would have a better one, but have no time to do it myself. I just try to keep it running. Also, the connection with for other countries, the wiki project seems quite asleep. So, yep, okay, I'm hurry. more showcase items to see what can be added to properties, how to use them best. Like I just discovered that coordinates can have an apply to qualifier to better identify that is one part of the item. And the new features like maps or data which so large that is have to be kept on commons, that's quite undocumented and still don't know how to use it. And of course, I'm just covering Thailand, and no, many other countries have very worse in coverage. So, last slide already. Shamelessly, my blog, where I write about all these topics. The website for Statoids, that one great source for other countries, which actually is a continuation of that book published in 1999. So if anyone needs information about one specific country, that one is the place to search. Okay?
Thank you very much. So we don't have time for questions. We already have the next speaker. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, it's okay. Hi. Okay. So today I'll talk about a tool that I'm developing, which is called ET3 from Etymology Plus 3, and which is funded by a grant of the Wikimedia Foundation. I'm also working in collaboration with the University of Bari and Grenoble. So the tool consists, for the tool I developed a database of lexical information and etymological relationships and a graphical interface for users to explore the database. The tool is based on data contained in the English dictionary. So I start, the workflow works like this. I start with a dump of the English dictionary, and at each new release of a dump, I re-extract the data. So I start from an XML dump, and I use a parser based on a parser of Professor Serassé in Grenoble, which is available on Bitbucket. And I build a database, an RDF database. And then I set up a Sparkle endpoint that I query. And it's available on the Wikimedia Foundation Labs at this link, and that you can explore. Let's see if it works. I don't know how to do this. It's German. I guess so, yeah. So you can go to... So this is the entry for word pistachio, and here you can find language, sense, part of speech, it's a noun. So the tool is available on the Wikimedia Foundation Labs here at this link. And you can test it. So for example, let's type pistachio. Sorry. So when you type pistachio, you get the etymological tree here. You can explore it. And you see how word pistachio derives from word pistacchio Italian, from pistachion, Greek, old ancient Greek, which in turn derives from a Middle Persian pstk. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'll show you another word. Here, so celery derives from Latin selenum, from ancient Greek selenon, and here you can see how other words like prezzemolo, Italian, derives from the same root, and parsley down here somewhere. So there's the pad here is not working. You can touch the pad and. Okay, so going back, so for other words, the tree is very big. So I'm trying to develop a new visualization where I only show the ancestors, and then you can drag a node and see how it's connected with that ancestors. So for example, for word door, you have first a disambiguation page that asks you which word are you interested in Somali word door, in the word pain, in Old Portuguese, or in the English word door. So the tree is actually very big. Oh, here it goes. And it's hard to explore. You can see the ancestors, but... So why did I choose the English dictionary? Because etymology sections are written using clear standards, although there are some exceptions, so it's tricky. This is an example of how I parse the data. So I use the wiki text with templates, a template for the language here, Etil, and for the word. I transform this sentence into this other sentence. It uses regular expressions and grammar. And after substitution, I obtain the data that I put into the RDF database. Some statistics about the database, which are interesting. So there are 5 million lexical entries, where a lexical entry is a word, a multi-word expression or affix with a single part of speech, morphological pattern, etymology and set of senses, and 6 million etymology entries, where a set of lexical entries that share the same etymology is an etymology entry, in more than 3,000, almost 4,000 languages. These are, for example, the roots of German entries. And so most roots come from Middle High German, High Old German, then Latin. And here you can see the query I used to produce the visualization. This is for Italian, most work comes from Latin, And you can query what are the most connected etymology entries, so which words have the highest number of descendants. And it's mostly affixes. Or the first words are the German Schul, Haus, Stein, Holz, Sprache. So the idea is to create a database of etymological relationships that hopefully is exportable into Wikidata to create all kinds of tools, and one is Editor is one of them for language learners, for example, through meaningful learning, connecting prior knowledge, they can acquire knowledge that is highly retainable and generalizable. A future step, improving the parser and the visualization. Integrate this tool into Wikimedia, and ideas are welcome. For example, spotting inconsistencies or redundant or absent etymologies in Wiktionary. And these are some of the queries I used. So this is it. And please come to me to talk about ideas or if you want to help. Thank you.
Thank you. We have 2 minutes for questions.
So right now you took only from the English Wiktionary. So what do you plan to take more Wiktionary, and how do you deal with inconsistencies? Do you, if one say X and one other say Y, and how okay. do you say?
So for now it's only the English Wiktionary because it's easy to parse. Some people suggested also Russian because it's easy to parse. I can do it maybe at a later time. These etymology graphs are language independent in principle, and I'm not going to deal with inconsistencies. I leave it to the user because I don't have, I don't want to make a decision for them. I'm just using their data. But I'll show you when. Oh, it's not here, but here. So when you hover over a word, you see where the data has been extracted from. So if you spot an inconsistency here, you can go to the page, you can explore the pages that produced that visualization, and you can go back and correct. And at the next dump parsing, the change will appear. And eventually, if it will be Wikidata based, it will automatically show up there.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I will too. And it's a demo after. So, good morning, everybody. So, I will present a tool, Harvest Templates, I didn't develop it, so if you have technical question, sorry, but the developer Passlime is not here today. So that's why I'm presenting it, because I think it's a good tool and I've used it a lot. It's not too technical and it's quite easy to do some things, but it's your best frenemy because you shouldn't use it for other things. I will explain. So what is it? It is an online tool on the Toolforge, Tool Labs. Who, like the name says, extract data from Wikipedia or Wikimedia templates to import them to Wikidata. Here is the first problem. The data has to be on somewhere on Wikimedia. And it has to be structured already a little bit. But it's a good thing, especially when, at the beginning of Wikidata, when there is nothing on Wikidata, you can easily harvest all the info boxes and everything to get the nationality or the date of birth, whatever data you want. So that's it, the spirit of this tool. And there is some fail-safe, because I will show you a demonstration afterward, you'll see. But when the format or when the data is not expected, it just discard it. So it's pretty good because you won't import data which doesn't make sense. If you have a nationality color red, it will not import them. That's it. And it can be a lot of things because obviously most templates where data is already structured in Wikipedia are info boxes, but you are over type of templates like authority control templates and things like that can be very useful. So I used it a lot, but there's a lot of caveats, a lot of warnings, because you have to double check what you do. You have to be sure. In the end, you have to know what you are harvesting before harvesting. Because sometimes, you know, the template is good and no problem, you just some little check, but sometimes you say, I want to take that. What is the template? And no, don't do it. If you don't know the template, don't go there. Obviously, you can do it for Thailand, administrative unit if you don't want, but if you don't know how it's structured, you won't know if it's good or not. So here it's not a good idea to use this template, and it's for middle data set, not too big data set. So don't bite more than you can chew. If it's too complicated, use another tool. But if you want, just you spot some information missing on something, you can use these templates. So, and I'll show how it works. This looks like that, and it's on the tool templates. So it's quite easy. That's why, especially for beginners, if you want to import a small set of data they already know that are in some templates on some info box, you can use this. For instance, you can take on the English Wikipedia. You can say if it's in the name, namespace, article, or everything. And for instance, I will take okay. So the thing is, it was very useful at the beginning of Wikidata because there was nothing. So import whatever, you will deal with it later. It was possible back then. Now you have to be even more careful. But it's still useful for things that has not been done, like, for instance, authority control data, so basically you are mapping what parameter in the templates correspond to what ID, for instance, property. The property P214 VIAF ID in the template authority control. Yeah, quad Z. Welcome in Germany. Template. And here I know it and I'm doing it quickly, but you have to go to the thing and know how it works. So here I know that the parameter is VF. And you can add prefix alias. For instance, here I can put VIAF in small words, small letters. You can filter by category. If you know that data are good here but not here, or things like that, you can do it. You can put a manual list. This is very important. Don't put it, don't load item where there are already a data. And I will slow down the limit. And the first step is, I'm not authorized. Hey, you know what I mean. So here, my name is Vigneron, and my password is protected. Fuck. Sorry. What did I do? Yes, I'm not sure. No, I'm not in the... No, I think it's the numbers. Yeah, the numbers are not right. So now you know I have numbers in my password. Oh, no shit, Sherlock. it seems to work. Yeah, that's good. So, first step, you click to get page, and it will not import yet. It will just look what it can import. And I slow put on only 100 in limits, but maybe it's too many. So maybe we'll be imagining the result. But we will have a list where he will find things and say, yes, I can, or no, I can't. Nothing. Why? Maybe this is not the right name. It's not the right name. It's not a template. It must be authority control. And not in caps lock. Don't laugh. It's happened to you too. I know it. And only 10 to be sure. Just to be. I will go on the EN Wikipedia. Yeah? Sorry. But it's not working yet, so... There's nothing to read yet. Yeah. Template. Semicolon, how do you do this one? Authority control. So this is the template I want to harvest. So it's a good name. Why it is not working? Demo effect. So you will have to trust me. And here the parameter is good. So everything should be fine. But for some reason, demo effect. You will have to trust me there. And it was supposed to be very visualized with red line on green line if it's good or not to import. And you click, you can tick the box you want or not, and yes, import or not. But you will have to trust me or to go after to see me. Maybe just one question. If you have any.
Should it has some kind of improve from the present situation? Because several kind of values it cannot import as
yes.
Numeric, coordinated, something like
that. Numeric is done now, I think. If you read here, or it's supposed to be done. But I'm not the developer, so you will have to ask to pass line. But still, it's good tool for... But it's good tool for simple thing in the end. So that's it. That was onboarding.
Thank you very much. Is the next speaker around?
It's not me.
Andy Mabet.
No.
Have your slides. No slides. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to have a discussion rather than present slides to you about a discussion that we had at Wikimania about a discussion that has been ongoing on Wikispecies and a little bit on Wikidata for some years now. And we have a problem. We have a project in Wikispecies that I think could automatically be done in Wikidata from start to finish, technically. We could create some extra properties. We could agree an ontology. We could build a data model, in other words. And we could replicate Wikispecies in Wikidata. But there are some reasons why this is not happening. One is there is a lot of resistance in the Wikispecies community to the idea of putting the data in Wikidata and letting ordinary people who are not professional taxonomists get their hands on it. This is obviously a horrendous thing. There is some resistance in Wikidata to allowing people to edit about taxonomy who aren't in the in crowd who edit taxonomy on Wikidata. And there is poor communication between the two communities. Now, I know that we could simply make a land grab from Wikidata and put all the data from Wikispecies into Wikidata. But if we do that, we will lose the community from Wikispecies, who are good people, who are very keen to share their knowledge and their data about taxonomy and about species and other taxon ranks, and who are mostly professional taxonomists. So the discussion that we need to have is how that we, as Wikidata people, can reach out to the Wikispecies community, and I consider myself to be a person who has one foot on each side of that line. How can we reach out to that community and show them that there is benefit for them in working with Wikidata, that there is a home for them in Wikidata where they can continue the work they're doing with extra benefits, things like Scolia and the wonderful visualizations of the relationships between authors, for instance. To complicate matters, some Wikipedias don't want to use taxonomical data from Wikidata or from Wikispecies. They want to do the taxonomy themselves in Wikipedia. This is the same as the wider issue that we have with the reuse of Wikidata data in some Wikipedias. I don't pretend to have all the answers to this problem, and I'm keen to hear from you what you think we could do to resolve matters. Some suggestions that came out of Wikimania were just do it anyway. I don't like that one. Let Wikispecies go off and fork or be its own thing and it will eventually wither on the vine and die. I don't like that one. One idea that I really did like and I think has some mileage is to do the things on Wikispecies that are not about the actual taxonomy, the actual naming of species. So Wikispecies has items about taxon authors, in other words, biological scientists and taxonomists. It has items about journals, and it has items about journal articles, very similar to the things that Wikisite is putting on Wikidata. And it has items about collections of specimens in museums and similar institutions. So all those things are less controversial, both on Wiki and in the taxonomic world, than the actual taxonomy. So maybe we could put all those things in Wikidata and then show the Wikispecies editors that there really is a benefit by doing that. So they've already done that with their authority control. All their VIAF and ISNI and ORCID identifiers are in Wikidata. And they pull those into Wikispecies. And they're starting to do the same with their images. So you just put a template that says image, and then the actual image file is chosen from Wikidata and imported. So maybe there's less resistance to doing that, and we leave the taxonomic data, the actual stuff where there are arguments about how the data should be modeled and represented, arguments in taxonomy, never mind on Wikispecies or on Wikidata. Maybe we leave that till later, until we've had what we call the low-hanging fruit, the easy things to achieve. So I like that model. But I'm not in a position to do all that myself. It needs some technical expertise that I don't have, particularly in Lua, and that the Wikispecies community doesn't have. So it needs some people from the Wikipedia or Wikidata community to join in and help that to happen so that we can eventually work more closely with the Wikispecies community. So that's what's happened so far. There is still, as I say, some real hostility from one or two people in Wikispecies to any links with Wikidata, but there is also some willingness to work on the softer edges around the authority control and the images. So how do we capitalize on that? How do we address those community issues? Who can help? For the last 4 minutes, I would like to pass the microphone around and ask you to make suggestions or offer to help or tell me I'm wasting my time. Who's first? Oh dear. Anybody? Over here, thank you.
Hi, this is more a personal question. How did you come to have 1 foot on each side, and
okay,
part of the solution would be to have more people like you?
Well, thank you. I'm afraid we don't have cloning yet. I have an interest in both sides because although I'm not a taxonomist, I have an interest in natural history. I'm an amateur ornithologist, so I like to look at what the birds on Wikispecies look like and so on. And because I'm a Wikimedian and I'm interested in all of our sister projects, I started to try and help out where I could with template coding, and I ended up as an administrator on Wikispecies. So I do the drudge work of deleting the spam and authorizing new accounts to be auto-patrolled and things like that. But I'm not a taxonomist. I don't pretend to understand the deep taxonomy. I have a layperson's understanding of taxonomy. Denny, can I ask you a question? Has Wikisite, sorry, Dario, has Wikisite looked at the journal articles in Wikispecies and at importing them?
No.
No. Okay.
Not that I know of. No, it's an excellent question.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say like the idea that you suggested. So a Wells code pilot where you can say, this is not like an all or nothing decision.
Yes.
Focus on like a subset of items. And then let's see the benefits that it can get in terms of access to developers and APIs and services, and better identify what is specific to Wikispecies that should continue to exist in that form. I think that's the right way to go about it. That's my only comment.
Thank you.
And thanks for doing it.
Thank you. I think one of the reasons why perhaps that stuff hasn't been done yet is one of the issues with Wikispecies, it's very unstructured, very little templating, and the templates themselves tend to just contain plain text rather than lots of parameters that you can easily parse. Anybody else? Yeah. Hi, Luca.
Hi. Do we have a rough estimate of how many pages are we talking about? So that we can make, task force.
That information is available on Wikispecies. I can't quote it now off the top of my head, but yes, it's available.
My idea was that we can have actually a task force dealing with this.
Yes.
I don't know, we can set up a mix and match catalog for the authors. Whatever. Yep. I mean, random ideas that are popping out.
Yeah, I think the authors are already in Wikidata. Or that there is a corresponding item. So every page on Wikispecies has a Wikidata item, but the data isn't being pulled back. It's just like a Wikipedia article has an item.
The problem is they don't pull back the data. We have it on the Wikidata, but they don't pull it back.
Yes, and we have sometimes a corresponding item, but we don't have the data from the page. So for a species, you will have the taxon author and the paper in which the taxon was named and the date on which that paper was published, or at least the year. And we have the species in Wikidata, but we don't necessarily have all the other data yet pulled across.
So if I may join in.
Where am I looking? Thank you. Hi, Magnus.
I think last year I actually looked at this and I wrote some bot that synchronized, I believe it was 250,000 Wikispecies pages with Wikidata.
Yes, thank you.
And I have a bot running every day. That checks the new pages and tries to find if it's a species or a genus, and it can determine the parent taxon on Wikispecies. It tries to find that in Wikidata, adds it, and if it's not there, it makes a new item.
Yes.
This is just to try to prevent Wikispecies from drifting too far apart again after this synchronization effort. I believe last time I looked, it's a few hundred pages maximum that don't have Wikidata item yet. It's adding, I don't know, about 5 unmatched pages per day, order of magnitude. Most of those are some institutions which are only labeled by their initials, so that's horrible to match up.
Yes.
Occasionally I go in and try to manually find and add some authors that I have, but it's not scaling well.
Yeah, thank you for your contribution, Magnus. That's very good. It's been very helpful. I'm afraid we're being signaled that we're out of time, so I'll wrap up now. But if anybody wants to talk about this, you know where to find me. Unfortunately, I'm easy to recognize. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.